You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. In February 2023, Baltimore narrowly escaped a catastrophic attack when authorities arrested two white supremacists plotting to destroy the city's power grid. The scheme involved orchestrating sniper attacks on electrical substations surrounding Baltimore. The mastermind, Brandon Russell, founder of the neo-Nazi group Atom Waffen Division, received a 20-year prison sentence. His co-conspirator, Sarah Beth Clendaniel, was sentenced to 18 years for her role in the conspiracy. Russell's longer sentence reflects his greater culpability. As Judge James Breeder noted, he provided the intellectual horsepower for the plot. The judge emphasized their aim to create a bizarre utopia contradicting American law, which prohibits societal change through violence. Russell's sentence includes lifetime supervised release and stringent monitoring of his electronic devices to prevent future extremist activities. Russell has a history of advocating for attacks on critical infrastructure and was previously convicted in 2018 for possessing explosives. His dangerous pattern of behavior includes an arrest in 2017 after a double homicide at his residence. While his attorney argued that his possession of explosives did not imply intent to harm, the recent conviction demonstrates a clear danger. The Atom Waffen Division's focus on infrastructure attacks aligns with broader extremist tactics aimed at destabilizing society. The plot against Baltimore's power grid was designed to cause a cascading failure, triggering widespread power outages. Russell discussed hitting multiple stations simultaneously to maximize impact, posing significant risks to public safety, including hospitals and emergency services. The intended monetary loss from the attacks was estimated to exceed $75 million, encompassing repair costs and economic disruption. Russell and Clendaniel used encrypted communication applications to plan their attacks, sharing maps of infrastructure and coordinating efforts in secrecy. However, their reliance on encryption did not protect them, as authorities uncovered the plot through a confidential informant. The investigation revealed that plans solidified on January 12, 2023, when the informant discussed coordinating simultaneous strikes with Russell and Clendaniel. Clendaniel, using the moniker Nythra88, confirmed her support for the attack, providing crucial evidence for the prosecution. Clendaniel played a significant role in the plot, identifying five specific substations as targets and expressing intent to completely destroy this whole city. Russell attempted to secure a weapon for her, but she later expressed doubts about the plans, worrying about potential fatalities from power outages. Her attorney highlighted a history of trauma, suggesting a lack of positive relationships contributed to her involvement. Nevertheless, she was sentenced to 18 years in federal prison for conspiring to destroy the Baltimore power grid. The planned attack carried immense potential for devastation, particularly for a city with a significant black population. The estimated monetary loss of over $75 million only scratches the surface of the potential impact. Clendaniel acknowledged that hitting specific substations would completely destroy this whole city, leading to widespread disruption and potential loss of life among vulnerable populations. A prolonged power outage would cripple the local economy, disrupt supply chains, and severely impact public health and safety. The psychological toll on residents grappling with societal challenges would be immense. The plot's targeting of a majority black city by a neo-Nazi group underscores the racial animus driving such extremist actions. Brandon Russell's history includes a significant prior conviction in 2018 for possession of an unregistered destructive device. This arrest occurred after a double homicide at an apartment where he resided. His attorney argued that Russell's possession of explosives did not indicate intent to harm, and that he suffered from mental health issues. During the trial, Russell's attorney attempted to portray Clendaniel as the greater threat, but Judge Breeder recognized Russell's foundational role in the neo-Nazi group and his encouragement of the power grid attacks. The judge acknowledged Russell's background, but ultimately recommended mental health treatment during his incarceration, emphasizing the severity of his crimes. Copyright, African Elements.